The equipment used at the 911 dispatch center at the Vinton County Sheriff's Office was installed in 2002. Local public safety officials say the equipment needs to be updated in order to improve service to residents. The Vinton County Public Safety Communications Committee is asking voters to approve a 0.3 mil levy for 5 years to buy the equipment. The committee says an owner of a $100,000 home will pay $10.50 per year to support the effort if the levy passes. This is expected to be a one-time levy. Jim Beckner chairs the levy committee and is also the chief of the Hamden Fire Department. He says there are several reasons why the current system is obsolete.
Part of the reason for the need in the upgrade is the current 911 system will not locate people with cell phones as close as the new system will. That also, the current system will also not allow 911 text messages. Also, our what they call consoles that control all the radios for law enforcement, EMS, and the fire departments in the county are not digitally compatible.
Acting MacArthur Police Chief Mike Kemmerling says the new system will allow officers to respond faster to service calls.
I've had many cases where you get a call but you don't get an address and the phone gets cut off for whatever reason, whether it's a violent crime and someone is taking the phone away from the caller. We need to be able to find these people.
The Federal Communications Commission requires all systems to change from analog to digital. Beckner says local departments were able to update to digital through state funding, but the county dispatch system was not eligible for grant funds.
We were fortunate the State Fire Marshal's Office had a grant program that all the individual departments were able to apply for and have obtained to upgrade all their radios on the individual department side to digital, but there is no grant funds available to do it at the control point side, which when I say control point, I'm referring to the dispatch center. So basically, if this levy passes, the county commissioners will have to place everything out to bid, just go through the process of, you know, upgrading everything.
If voters approve the levy, the county commissioners will receive $360,000 over the next 5 years to buy the equipment. Improvements to the system would be able to start as soon as next year. I'm Jeremy Ludeman reporting for WOUB News.